Over in r/ChatGPT Prompt Genius, users are exploring novel QA methodologies. One user shared a clever trick using ChatGPT Temporary Chat as a blind product tester. By starting a clean, ephemeral chat, the reviewer AI receives only what the eventual end user gets, completely stripped of the internal context, background prompts, and developer chats used to create the feature. The author used this method while testing instructional images for an Android app to see if the visuals were truly self-explanatory. Meanwhile, a slightly unnerving technical anomaly hit another user, who reported that an AI voice suddenly started speaking out loud from their charging phone in a dark room while the microphone indicator light was turned off. Community members leaned into the eerie sci-fi humor, joking that one AI was using the hardware to secretly plot with another. Another thread provides tactical advice for developers looking to build an AI-powered Discord bot using an OpenAI-compatible provider, asking for community best practices on handling multi-user context, memory, and channel metadata cleanly at the prompt level. Moving to r/DeepSeek, the big news is the rollout of DeepSeek's official new API pricing, which has sent ripples across developer forums and automated agent harnesses. Users are feeling the pinch in their wallets, noting that long roleplay sessions or heavy coding tasks now cost noticeably more per message. In response, alternative providers like InferX have stepped up to serve DeepSeek V4 Flash at competitive rates, boasting aggressive input-output pricing and high cache hit percentages. In agent harness news, users are raving about DeepSeek's new Cortis system, with many calling it the Visual Studio Code of agent harnesses. The tagline, "Everything is a plugin," proved true as developers built everything from real-time Git stats and Kanban-style GitHub project boards to custom Telegram notifications and dynamic diff tabs entirely as native UI plugins running on the Cortis runtime, where even the core agent loop itself is implemented as a plugin. Over in r/HigsFieldAI, community members are sharing their latest video experiments using HigsField and Seedance 2.5, alongside active updates on user-submitted short films like Leviathan for the ongoing HigsField film competition, where creators are soliciting community feedback on narrative pacing, atmosphere, and dialogue. r/IndianArtAI has been filled with vibrant devotional posts celebrating deities like Lord Shiva, Radha Krishna, and Lord Ganesha, accompanied by community reminders regarding festival day posting guidelines for religious artwork. In r/ClingAI_videos, creators are pushing boundaries with ambitious mini-films and conceptual prompts, such as a realistic video of a Martian crustacean walking across the surface of Mars based on an actual Mars rover photo, and a cinematic piece titled Water Spider. Alongside these showcases, newer users have been discussing technical hurdles, such as how to specify exact timing within a single video shot. Experienced community members noted that prompt-based timing like 0 to 3 seconds is notoriously hit and miss, recommending instead that creators generate separate shorter shots via image-to-image workflows and stitch them together. Over in r/MarketingAutomation, a user posted an urgent strategic challenge regarding a hypothetical platform called BuildCo that lets users create apps via AI chat, prompting deep dives into B2B funnel strategies, value proposition framing, and the rise of vibe coding entrepreneurs. In r/MistralAI, users are debating model performance and platform limitations. One developer praised Mistral Medium, arguing that despite general criticisms regarding its pricing and cost-to-performance ratio, it genuinely excels at front-end web development tasks. In a separate support thread, a user expressed frustration over document truncation, noting that a 326-kilobyte text file cut off after just 3 chapters despite high-stated context limits. Other threads tackled the removal of interactive MCP widgets in the chat web UI, as well as philosophical musings on authorship, M-dashes, and detection anxiety in the age of generative writing.